This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. Trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie was a pioneer of Afro-Cuban jazz in the 1940s, a hybrid of American and Spanish-language Caribbean music. In 1964, Gillespie made an album inspired by Anglo-Caribbean music, Calypso in particular. That record has now been reissued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
To play mass in Barbados the morning, men jumping, makeup on their nose, dancing all about, singing Calypso.
Dizzy Gillespie with Chris White on guitar and lead vocal. Beginning in the mid-1950s, Calypso became so much a part of the American musical landscape, you could barely call it a fad. The music came from the West Indies, stemming from sources as diverse as West African work songs and English ballads. Harry Belafonte popularized it in the States, but other pop singers like Nat Cole took a stab at it too. Some folkies were attracted to Calypso for the lyrics, which leaned toward acerbic social commentary, yet the instrumental Yellow Bird was an easy listening hit for Arthur Lyman in the early 60s. Even Robert Mitchum made a Calypso record. A lot of West Indians lived in New York, and their music was in the air, but in jazz, almost nobody got into it. Those three-chord songs were too harmonically simple to attract many improvisers. Two exceptions were Sonny Rollins, himself of Caribbean descent, and Dizzy Gillespie. Dizzy had worked briefly in a West Indian band before World War II, and had used Calypso singers on a tune he recorded in 1951, with John Coltrane on saxophone, by the way. In 1964, Gillespie recorded his only West Indian-flavored LP called Jambo Caribe. Here's Gillespie on vocal, impersonating an African talking drum on a brief intro.
Now the neighbors who live next door to us, night before they had a fuss, give me some money, said the wife. He replied, not on your life.
Don't try to keep up with the Joneses.
Live as we used to be.
Don't try to keep up with the Joneses.
They have more money than we. Now we used to have a joint account. Zero is down the amount. You spent it all on fancy clothes and the shoes with open toes.
Don't try to keep up with the Joneses.
Live as we used to be.
Don't try to keep up with the Joneses.
They have more money than we.
They don't make records like that anymore. For one thing, because those fake island accents that were so much a part of the Calypso fad won't fly these days. Another track, Poor Joe, like that last one by West Indian tunesmith Joe Willoughby, flirts with even worse taste. It's an oddly gleeful cautionary tale about spousal abuse. Gillespie again tells the story.
Sue and Joe went to Benny. Joe had one just too many. So when she said, it's time to leave, he started rolling up his sleeve.
Poor Joe.
He tried to beat his wife.
Poor Joe.
He nearly lose his life.
Poor Joe.
Every time he raised his hand, she knocked him in the head with the frying pan.
Poor Joe.
He got up off the floor.
Poor Joe.
He tried to reach the door.
Poor Joe.
But she catched him as he ran. He knocked him in the head with the frying pan. Thank you. Joe went out a little later.
On flute there is James Moody, who's also the band's saxophonist, and a Gillespie aide off and on since the 40s. The CD Jambo Caribe also includes instrumental pieces that place calypso in a larger Caribbean context. Gillespie said that in playing any Caribbean style, he wanted to put his own stamp on the material. His tune Fiesta Mojo is jazz with an island backbeat, courtesy of drummer Rudy Collins and percussionist Kansas Fields. Kenny Barron is on piano and Chris White on bass. Gillespie takes a slinky solo, coloring his trumpet sound with a harmon mute. Dizzy Gillespie's Jambo Caribe is in a new reissue series called Verve by Request, which also includes a Count Basie album of Beatles songs. Like that CD, Jambo Caribe is a no-frills release with no new liner notes, no additional tracks, no rare session photos, and no absurdly fancy packaging. And no complaints from me, given their lower price. These records are no masterpieces, but it's not like every jazz reissue is or should be deep or profound. Sometimes, the dizzier, the better.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Jambo Caribe by Dizzy Gillespie on the Verve label.